send them an email back separately. And it's just getting worse. And so I applaud your efforts. And if anybody wants to really get scared, they should read Nicole Perlroth's book. This is how they tell me the world ends. And it's all about cybersecurity. And we watched there was a Peninsula speaker series where last week where she was the guest. I don't know if anybody saw it, but we're members of that. And it was extremely eye-opening. So thank you again.
Yeah, it is quite frightening. And I think we're all experiencing that, both in business and our personal arenas.
Anybody else would like to address? Thank you, Teresa. Yeah, I think we can't be too careful.
Yes.
I know, we've all been caught with all of this, so. Okay, item 5C.
There are no further comments to item 5C unless there are questions.
Commissioner Collins, is your hand up for this item?
Oh, it's not. I thought I took it down, but no. Okay. Sorry.
No problem. Okay. No questions on this item? If not, we will move on to item 5D, Engineering Capital Projects Report.
Hi, good morning. I have nothing beyond the written report this morning.
Thank you for your reports. Any questions from commissions? Okay, item 5E, Commissioner, Commission requested staff level action. Please.
Yes, I have no further comments on this item either beyond the written report.
Would these two items that you just addressed earlier come into this item request itself level, you know, regarding, yeah. You know, what Commissioner Collins brought up?
Yes, if you can note, the commission meeting date of July 16th actually addresses both of those, cybersecurity training and recycled water expansion.
Okay.
So those will be marked, but I do want to give another, I mean, there are some, we're getting closer to conclusions or agreements on the recycled water, so I do want to do another presentation on that.
Great. And then the item number F, the rescue program.
Yes, I'll just quickly, I know that you have been, Teresa followed up on this item, but last month I reported that our microtunneling machine had stopped in Shoreway Road and they thought they had hit something. We found out it was actually a mechanical issue with the microtunneling machine. They were able to fix the machine and return it into the ground, and it is tunneling away again now. So that's for the pump station improvements project. So I wanted to give that verbal report, as well as, you know, I'm happy to answer any other questions on the written report.
Have you run into anything like this throughout the program, something that you hit that we weren't aware of or that just caused a bit of a delay?
Yeah, this is really the first. So I want to clarify, we didn't hit anything. we didn't expect that we would hit anything because we're so deep. The sewer that we're building is so deep under the road that we certainly didn't expect anything under there. So we were, I guess, a bit, I don't know if relieved is the right word. It was a mechanical issue with the microtunneling machine. And this is really the first on the rescue program, the first kind of issue of this kind that's really, you know, kind of caused the contractor to have to reassess and have some schedule issues associated with their equipment.
Okay. Any questions from my colleagues? And Teresa, thank you for that report and that email. It was very helpful. Oh, Commissioner Collins?
Yes, just one question. How deep is that boring project? How far underground?
So this is the smaller sewer that we're building. It's not the big tunnel project. It's the smaller sewer we're building to connect the Belmont collection system to the tunnel. And so it is 30 feet below ground, 20 to 30 feet below ground.
That's quite deep. Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Matters of commission of item six, we're done. So Teresa, it just caught my attention. What's the difference between 5E and 6?
5E, 5E is just a record of action items that come from past meetings, and 6 is something new. Do any of the commissioners have something new that they want to bring up for today versus, you know, past?
Oh, today, like they just want, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't see a hand up for that. So we'll move on to item 7, the consideration of the consent agenda. Are there any questions on the consent agenda? If not, can I get a motion?
Move to approve.
I'll move consent.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Adi, and second by, was that Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Adi?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes. Okay. Then we will move on to item 8, business items. And A is remote commission meetings.
So 8A is the same as what we discussed the last two meetings. And as you recall, we need to reconsider and make a finding every 30 days. So that's what this item does, and recommend that we approve. Go to the next slide, please. Approve the resolution allowing for remote teleconference meetings under emergency conditions related to COVID-19.
Commissioner Adi?
Yeah, of course, we have to deal with that. Why don't we move this over to consent?
Christine, can you do this on consent? I think Christine said it needed to be regular business.
Hmm. Our attorney didn't think so.
Well,
so just the record.
I think it's done differently in different places. I know that item has to be done before the meeting even starts. So it's not even at our council meetings, it's not even down into the business items. In other words, every 30 days we have to address this one. And it's usually at the beginning of the meeting, like almost before the roll call. But I guess different agencies address it differently. But Christine, did you want to say something?
Thank you, Chair Gary. Quickly, I think you're correct. The statute is not necessarily clear on details. In my opinion, it should not go on consent because the statute requires that findings be made every 30 days. And if an item is on consent, there's no discussion, and therefore no findings can be, I don't believe, properly made. It's consistent with other statutes that have items requiring the board or the commission to discuss and make findings. And so in that regard, I don't believe it can be on consent. As far as being at the beginning of the meeting, I can understand that that would be a recommendation. I feel confident that as long as it's part of business items, and again, the commission has an opportunity to discuss it so that it can make findings for a resolution, that it has to properly be part of the agenda action items or business items, as we call them. It's my opinion.
That works. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The other thing I note is that it requires every 30 days, and our meetings are generally 28 days apart. So maybe that is why we can also do it as business item rather than before the meeting.
Right.
That's actually a good point. Yes.
Great. Okay. Item. Oh, we need to make a motion on this one and approve it. This is an action item.
Yes.
Can I get a motion?
I move to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Collins.
Seconded.
Second by Commissioner Lieberman. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Oddi?
Yes.
Commissioner Gray?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, moving on to item 8B.
Yes, this will be Kim making this report.
Yes, hi, thank you. So as we've discussed before, you know, the last 13 years, the focus of a lot of the energy in the staff of the treatment plant went towards the CIP and upgrading the facilities, making sure we're running a reliable treatment plant and maintaining our permit. And with the CIP generally, you know, slowing down on our, well, once the rescue program is over, the CIP expenditures will wind down towards a more manageable level. And we're kind of doing a pivot towards asset management, resource recovery, process optimization, for efficiency of the process. So as part of that pivot, we're taking a look at the processes and the opportunities that are out there for innovation. Next slide. So the treatment plan is really, it's a combination, it uses a combination of chemistry and biology and physics, and any change to any process can impact another process. It's a pretty intricate web that the operators keep going on a day-to-day basis, 24 hours a day. So in part of our process optimization and resource recovery efforts, we have reached out to some academics that are